We gotta set it up differently. Hey, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and we've got
Tyler. And Ruth Ann.
Now say that again, Ruth Ann.
I said, here I am.
All right. Well, you know what? when you put me in control of the controls, guess what? Everything gets messed up. Tyler, what's going on today up there in North Dakota?
Oh man, not too much. It was what I would think is probably one of our last. Actually pretty warm days. You know, it was chilly in the morning, but it got up, I mean, it had to have been, I don't know, in the upper 70s today. So slowly but surely we're getting cooler and cooler, that's for sure. But last winter, you know, so gotta, you know, absorb it and embrace it. So
yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. Literally, I guess, like you said, you better embrace it. You've got one winter left, and who knows, it may be a doozy. Lord willing, you'll survive though. Anyways, listen, we got a lot to talk about. We're not doing a long show. It was a last-minute show. Everybody's running late, and everybody's dying to see that debate tonight, well, at least wanting to see the debate of the two presidential candidates. So we'll be getting off the air here in just a few minutes and heading over there to watch that ourselves. But in the meantime, Tyler, you want to go ahead and tell everybody out there at home how they can find Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. And don't forget to say, like us on Facebook, Tyler.
Oh, man, you do it every time. You steal my thunder. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/talkcdl. That's where we post all of our, you know, videos and episode topics and talk to the community and all that good stuff. So don't forget to check us out there, facebook.com/talkcdl. Talkcdl.com is our website. It is the, I would consider it the hub. Because you can get to everything else. You can get to our Facebook page. You can get to everything from our website. Again, that's talkcdl.com. You can listen to the shows. You can do everything there. So head over there and enjoy it. Okay, and let us know if there's anything that that you don't like by sending us a message on Facebook. And as always, find us on iTunes and don't forget to leave us a review, please. The review section. Okay, it's real easy to find. I have faith in you guys. If you have any questions on how to leave us a review, actually, hey, I'll make it easy for you. Call in the show, give us a verbal review. I'll type it up myself, okay? So that's about
and
it.
Even if they want to call in and say, Tyler, you suck, and so does Troy, we can still write that. Can we write that up if they say we suck? Or should we just maybe change the reviews a little bit, like Amazon is doing for Hillary's book?
This is what I'm gonna do. If you call us, okay, and you say, hey, this is my honest review. You guys suck. This, that, and the other. All right, John. I don't know why you guys bring him on the show. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna say, oh, thank you for that. You know, to me, that's a 5-star review, and I'm gonna put it on iTunes as a 5-star review. That's what I'm gonna do.
Last time I checked, the ratings went up since I've been on the show, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about there.
Oh, I didn't even realize he was there.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to every word. And believe me.
Oh, man.
This show is going to go on after the show's off.
Wow. Man. So, hey, guess what we're talking about today? And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's a little secret. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Anyways, where did they ever get that saying, let the cat out of the bag? I mean, what the hell is the cat doing in the bag to begin with? Were they killing it? Anyways, listen. Here's the secret. And here's the subject. The subject today on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, is once again, we're bringing back trucker bombs and caffeine. And guess where I got it? I got it from my lovely wife, Ruth Ann. Say hi to everybody. That's right. She told me, I'm just going to kind of give you the conversation that her and a friend had today at their dance studio. She said her and her friend Boo, and that's the girl's name, Boo.
Well, it's Michelle. We call her Boo.
Boo. So, like, you sneak up behind her and you go, Boo. Anyways, so Boo and her were talking about truckers. And she's, and like, here's just one of those general concepts the public has of truckers is that the doors never open. We live on caffeine and candy and we pee in bottles. That was the overwhelming response from the ladies over at the dance studio. We live on caffeine and we don't pee in the bathroom. It's all trucker bombs. Tyler, what do you think of that?
Sounds like a pretty accurate representation to me.
I thought it was, right, Ty?
Yeah, I mean, that's our heritage
okay,
right
the
there,
worst
right?
Part. Here's the worst part. Boo suggested, Boo made a suggestion for all you truckers out there. Instead of trucker bombs from now on, she thinks that all truckers should buy Depends. So you can just go down the road. Instead of having to pull over, you can just go while you're going. I can't think of the benefit. Diaper rash. I mean, I think that's a bad benefit. I don't know. I know what's really funny. Johnny's over there probably rolling around laughing because usually he's jumping all over something like this. Big John, where you at?
Well, you know, I got to say, I'm on board with Ruthann on this one. I mean, you hear these truckers out there, they're not getting enough miles. You know what I mean? Just throw on an adult diaper. I mean, you'll get some more miles. Why stop? It's not like these big trucks have a toilet in the back. So it's either trucker bomb or diaper. Take your pick.
I think that you don't have to worry about aiming if you're doing the adult diaper. I mean,
exactly.
Depends. You don't have
you're
to
right.
aim on where you're going.
I like that. Can you imagine if you had trucker diapers? We could call them something like 13 speeds, you know, something like that, or automatics. You know what I mean. What do you think, there, Big Tyler?
I can only imagine.
I love when I surprise. It's like the surprise topic.
No,
trucker depends.
I just don't understand why we would want that. You imagine what the trucker bombs would become if they have diapers at their possession? I mean, you're going to end up having like legitimate bombs. Like, you're going to be throwing them out the window and they're going to splatter on windshields and stuff. I mean, this isn't good for anybody.
Throw the bottles out the window.
Yeah,
remember,
but this will get
remember when
stuck,
we did that show, Tyler?
Right.
And in the state of Washington, they literally found, was it 5,000 or 25,000 trucker bombs in 1 year in the state?
Yeah, but
of
that's
Washington
just urine. That's just pretty much urine for the most part, right? Here, you're going to have diapers full of, you know, everything in between, right? And can you just imagine you're just driving? Yeah, can you just imagine going up beside a big old rig and all of a sudden, splat, right on your windshield, you just got this. I mean, you can't windshield wiper that. It's
why don't you just make the driver's seat like a little toilet seat, and then like you can just kind of flush and let it go out the bottom while you're driving. You know, a true trucker would do that. He'd keep it in the wind. You only stop the fuel and sleep. That's it. A real man.
You know, I think they have a redneck lawnmower.
Yeah.
Tyler, they can't take the Depend off while they're driving. That's a little bit tricky that way. You know, it's not Zoolander where they're trying to pull their underwear out, you know.
I'm not putting anything past them.
The little kids have the pull-ups? Like all the truckers, they would have, like I said, 13 speeds or whatever you wanted to name them. And then they have like little Peterbilts built onto their diapers
Western
and everything. Like,
Star,
yeah, a little Western
Peterbilt,
Star.
Little Volvos.
Get your Peterbilt Depends, your KWs. Yeah, I like that.
Stand,
wow.
Listen, I couldn't even stand changing my own kids' diapers. Can you imagine at the truck stop, a trucker pulls in, hey, can you change my diaper? The guy's
like
got
that.
A big hairy back, you know, and
hey.
Let's face it, with the Depends, I mean, it's not just number one. These trucker bombs are going to be true bombs. I mean, it's going to be the atomic bomb.
Johnny, you just gave me an idea. Imagine pulling into the TA for an oil change and a diaper change. The mechanic would have to do it.
The lot lizards will have a new job.
I don't think they'll.
Oh, yeah. So you can employ people. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
See,
that.
See, it all works out. It's you know what I love? I love when this show is all positive.
That's right. It's capitalism at its finest.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, hey, it's conversation. It's something we brought up. And you know what? What better things to be talking about during the presidential debate than poop, okay? I mean, let's think about it. I mean, what would you rather hear about trucker crap or the crap that's about to come out of their mouths? I think I'd rather change my brother trucker's diaper rather than to listen to the poop that's about to come out of the big debate tonight on the major stage. So anyways, Tyler, you got anything important to tell us tonight? Anything going on in trucking? I literally have been tied up all day. They wanted us to do a show tonight. Here we are. They get what they ask for. It is what it is. We're about to wrap this puppy up. We just wanted to come on here and say, hey, from everybody here at Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I got Big John over here in Florida. I've got Tyler in North Dakota. Miss Ruthann, always the lovely Ruthann. And hey, Ruthann, thanks for joining the show this year. We really appreciate you gracing us with your beauty on the show. I'm sure everybody likes to hear. You know, in fact, Miss Kelly McCulley usually is on, and she's been going through a lot. We have to get her on a little bit more, but it's absolutely great to have you on the show. Just want you to know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's that, Big John?
Yeah, Tyler, I want you to change my diaper, but I want you to use plenty of Desitin. You know what I mean? I don't like that not so fresh feeling.
You know what?
Oh, I'm gonna use. This is what I'm gonna do for you, Big John. Okay, I'm gonna take and I'm gonna replace my daughter's wipies. Okay, I'm gonna put sandpaper in there. All right, I'm gonna bring that. I'm gonna come to your house. All right, and we're gonna take care of this diaper for you. But I'm gonna use sandpaper. All right, and then I'm gonna go ahead and I'm not gonna take Desitin, but I might take maybe like a mixture of maybe some olive oil and some hot sauce and maybe rub that on there. And man, I'll take good care of you, okay?
Don't threaten me with a good time, big boy.
Sounds like some S&M going on.
Yeah, it sounds yeah. like they're kind of. I must think that they're
hey,
about to have each other.
Magic. Statistic there.
if any of you are interested, okay, John sits on the CB every night. Okay, don't worry. Okay, he's there. You guys just go out there and just roll down through Florida, yelling, "Hey, Big John, you out there? They'll find you." Aside from that, man, I don't think I haven't seen anything huge in trucking. You know, I would say facebook.com/talkcdl. We got some articles we posted there today and yesterday. Some action on those. Some people commenting. So go join that conversation over there. But aside from that, I think that's pretty much it for me.
Hey, Tyler, one other thing on a serious note. I actually have been wanting to mention this but we're still in September. Listen, let's be honest. Praise God for season changes, and it's right around the corner. You're in North Dakota. Shoot, you could have snow any day now, and it's coming, guys. So, you know, just start being more vigilant, be on the watch out, and listen, I mean, we know we got a good following here on Talk CDL, so spread the word. Turn that CB on, and I mean that sincerely. That CB is a lifesaver, and when there's so many pileups where mass amounts of people are running into the back of each other anymore, and that's because you don't have your CB on. You guys need to be, especially you new truckers out there, advocate for the CB. Ruthann, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what if, why don't we put out there asking the drivers to go on to the website and send in what their area that they hate to drive the most. What area?
We already know.
Well, I know that.
New York City.
No, I'm talking about for the weather. I'm talking about like some of the mountains that, you know, I really hate this or one of the stories of one of the.
Can I tell you something, Ruthann? And I agree with you. That's a pretty neat little story. Let's do that. But when I was driving for Elder Light Express back in the day, I was a solo. And guess what? They had runs that went out to Seattle over Cabbage Mountain, all them steep Cascade Mountains. Guess when I got the loads? Because the teams usually got them. Guess when I got them? In the winter time when the teams that got spoiled and they were the teacher's pet, they got to do all the southern runs, and guess where nobody wanted to run in the winter? On them damn mountains. So I guarantee you that's going to be one of them. But yeah, I agree with you. That sounds like a great idea. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to think that it would be something at least that, you know, talk about, something that they can send in.
We can talk about
it. That's what you get for thinking. All right.
She Ruthann's giving me the fist. You know, hey, Tyler, remember when this show started over a year ago and Diesel and everybody was on, you know, and Diesel since then has had the operation. He comes on every now and then. But everybody the first couple months would always get so upset on the show. And what did I used to tell everybody? Guys, don't take it personal. Whatever happens on the show stays on the show. Ruthann's over there giving me the fist because I cut her off. Guys, can
you
tell me, Ruthann, how many times you're going to get cut off if you're on this show?
I mean, I honestly think that maybe you, Troy, should maybe think about, you know, some conversations we've had with previous trucking couples and take a note from her husband and when he said, you know, I got to go to bed with that person at night. I'm not going to say anything.
Now, he's a sassy little kid. You know, this is what I love about him, because the show would be boring if we all went, yeah, I agree, I agree, I agree. There is like 99% times there is nothing him and I agree on, and that's what makes the show really good. I'm not kidding.
It's not my fault. You got bad opinions.
His plate, he flips mine. I'm telling you, this is a freaking fact. Big John, you got any more stuff to add to this conversation tonight?
I'm not really sure there's anything I can add that already hasn't gone into this. So no, I'm good to go.
You know, Johnny, we talked about a lot of crap tonight. You know, and
is that
literally?
What's that?
John's the only one that noticed that. Okay. I'm alone.
All right. Hey, talk CDL, the Trucker Show. John, you got a final thought on tonight's show?
I thought it was the crappiest show I've ever heard.
All right. How about you, laughing girl? You got a final thought? Huh? On anything, you got a final thought? You got a thought. Is there one in there?
how much I'm gonna hurt you later. That's the thought. I'm planning here.
Hey, don't say it.
What do you got? What do you got for the truck drivers out there? Huh?
It depends.
Depends.
Right. What size you wear?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure. And you know what? I'm sure all the truck drivers are gonna be like all thumbs up. I love that show tonight, man. Yeah, they're just reminding me of when I can't control my bowels. Thank you, Troy. Well, go ahead.
I want all the drivers to send in their favorite story of what area
the trucker
they bumps. Despise the most to drive in.
As far as weather goes, because you know,
yeah,
if you just say
weather only,
you got to define that, because 99% of them are going to go, I hate the damn Northeast. Anything above Pennsylvania.
Well, here's the thing. The show, we have a lot of new drivers on that listen, and we have experienced drivers. So maybe these drivers can sit there and tell them, you know, this is what I hated the most about driving in the weather on this particular area, but here's how you can help it. You know, some of these new drivers might not understand that, and they can give some advice on what is the best way to tackle that particular interstate or that particular mountain on with the weather.
So you're saying give us what you hate, but also maybe a little advice on it since you go there enough.
Right. Like Kelly would probably have some great advice on.
She does the Dakotas a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she might have some really great advice for some of the drivers. She's been doing it for so long. She might have something that she can pass on.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, because she does flatbeds, you know.
Yeah.
So she might be able to give a little bit of advice there. And you know.
Okay. Well, nice final thought. I like that. Y'all hear that out there in trucker land. If you got a favorite hated place, like a mountain or whatever, and like what Ruth Ann's saying is based on the weather, not based on going to the Northeast and dealing with them cocky Northeasterners with no place to park. We're just talking about the weather. You know, where is it? Where do you find it the roughest? As far as is it the wind in Nebraska? Is it the snow on cabbage? You know, where don't you like to drive? Send us the messenger on Facebook, and we'll maybe have a show on that. Tyler, give me your final thoughts, brother.
Man, I don't think I really have anything. That was pretty much it. You know, drive safe out there. Be aware that, you know, winter is coming. It really upsets me because I don't think Troy still gets that reference. Winter is coming. Yeah, winter is coming, and it's just around the corner. I expect within the month we're going to have snow here in North Dakota, if not sooner. We've actually already had snow in Montana. You know, it's sprinkling every now and again, and it's sprinkling around those temperatures that are bouncing between, okay, is it about to maybe a few more temperatures start freezing the roads with that little bit of rain? So just be wary or weary or I don't know. Okay, pay attention, all right? And make sure you're checking the weather up ahead. Make sure at this point, you know, have your chains in your truck, because you just never know when all of a sudden you're going to be out on a three-week, you know, rotation and you're going to come into some snow. So that's about all I got.
All right. Well, listen up. My thoughts, like I said, for 200-plus shows are, if we're alive tomorrow, Lord willing, if we're alive, we're going to get up. We're going to do the show again. What we're going to talk about tomorrow night, I have no idea. It depends on what's put up there. And guess what? We're going to talk about it. It's going to be trucking related. One other thing I like to tell everybody, if you get offended real easy, Talk CDL is not for you. I'm going to tell you that right now. We are the most unpolitically correct show, and that's my waiver. Anyways, till tomorrow, good night and God bless. Love everybody. And keep it between the lines out there, drivers. Stay awake. Pull over if you're tired.